We should all give thanks this holiday season by leaving turkeys off of our plates and eating whole food plant-based diets for the animals, for the earth, and for our own health and our family's health.
Hello, thoughtful viewers, and welcome to this week's edition of Healthy Living. The fourth Thursday of every November is a holiday in the USA called Thanksgiving, where celebrants give thanks for the blessings in their lives. A tradition is to cook a glorious, bountiful feast that is shared among friends and family. The first Thanksgiving was observed in 1621 in a place that is now known as Plymouth, Massachusetts, USA, by the Pilgrims or English settlers, and the indigenous people from the Wampanoag Nation. After the vegetables had been gathered and stored for the winter, a banquet was held thanking God for the year's plentiful harvest. The meal featured a variety of Wampanoag delicacies, including cornmeal and nuts, gooseberries, strawberries, plums, cherries, cranberries, and possibly pumpkin and squash. Over the years, making turkey and other animal products a part of Thanksgiving dinner has become common. However, as we will see on today's program, serving loved ones such health-damaging foods during this holiday, or any day for that matter, is a grave mistake, and a truly better alternative exists. One concern some people have during the holiday season is weight gain. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, two-thirds of the adults and one-third of the children in the United States are overweight or obese. Considering these alarming statistics, should a host give their guests animal-based foods that are largely the cause of this serious problem? Turkey and other kinds of meat, eggs, and dairy products are all high in fat and calories, and the portions eaten during festive occasions are often excessive. All these high-fat foods exacerbate weight gain. Besides fat, turkey, like all meats, is high in cholesterol. Elevated cholesterol levels in the body raises one's risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. According to the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, a U.S.-based public health organization, one serving, or 140 grams of turkey breast, even without the skin, contains 100 milligrams of artery-clogging cholesterol. By contrast, plant-based foods do not contain this substance. Nutritionist Tim Raddick of PCRM has stated, "Foodborne illness is a serious problem caused mainly by consuming tainted beef, chicken, eggs, and other animal products." According to the Canadian Inspection Food Agency, as many as 13 million Canadians suffer from food poisoning each year. Typical symptoms include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that one of the most common bacterial causes of diarrheal illness in the world is Campylobacter, a pathogen that lives in the intestines of factory-farmed animals, including chickens and turkeys. In fact, Food Standards Australia New Zealand, a binational food safety government agency, concluded from a study that 84% of chickens slaughtered in Australia were infected with Campylobacter. Rinsing raw turkey or chicken can spread the pathogens to kitchen sinks, counter surfaces, and utensils. Thus, other foods can become cross-contaminated with Campylobacter during the preparation process. Consuming foods with these bacteria may result in fever, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and in extreme cases, death. Another health concern involving consumption of chicken, turkey, and other meats is the presence of superbugs. According to the U.S.-based nonprofit organization, the Union of Concerned Scientists, 70% of all antibiotics produced in the U.S. are fed to livestock. As a result, several dangerous strains of antibiotic-resistant bacteria have begun developing in these animals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carl Myers, and I would like to talk a little bit about some of the problems with eating turkeys. I know Thanksgiving is coming soon, but think twice about having turkey for Thanksgiving. One of the issues is the superbugs, the superbacteria that you might have been hearing about. One that is most important in turkey is Clostridia difficile. 42% of turkeys in a recent study were found to have Clostridium difficile. And this is incredible. One of the problems with Clostridium difficile, called C. diff, is that the usual cooking process does not kill this bug. And so someone can cook their turkey at 160 degrees for 2 full hours longer than what is recommended, and it'll still have the Clostridium difficile in it. So I am quite concerned about this becoming one of the superbugs that is resistant to antibiotics, and therefore I would advise to go with a plant-based diet for Thanksgiving.
Dr. Michael Greger, Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture for the Humane Society of the United States, is also seriously concerned about superbug infections and now describes one such bacterial strain that is becoming ever more prevalent in turkey, chicken, and other types of meat in the USA and elsewhere in the world.
Methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, MRSA, is an emerging superbug, an antibiotic-resistant bacteria, which we're increasingly finding amongst livestock, farm workers, and contaminating retail meat. Now, in the hospital, we have something called contact precautions, where you're supposed to glove, mask, and gown anytime you come anywhere near anyone with MRSA because of the concern that it's such a dangerous bacteria, yet we continue to allow children running up and down the meat aisle in the supermarket where MRSA has been confirmed.
After only 72 hours, MRSA, often called the flesh-eating bacteria, can take hold in human tissue and become resistant to treatment. It initially appears as small red bumps resembling pimples, but within a few days the bumps become large and painful and can develop into pus-filled boils. Children, the elderly, and people with compromised immune systems are the most susceptible to MRSA. How widespread is MRSA in meat?
It's true, only about 5% of retail meat tested so far in the United States comes up positive for MRSA. The concern, though, is that even though it's kind of a 1 in 20 chance, because it's such a dangerous bacteria, I certainly encourage anyone who's comes in contact with raw meat to, you know, wear gloves, wash their hands, but certainly the best thing to do is to eat a plant-based diet and avoid these increasingly concerning multi-drug resistant bacteria, which have emerged in part because of our massive use of antibiotics in animal agriculture.
Some people choose to serve ham for Thanksgiving dinner. In a 9-year study of over 175,000 men by the National Cancer Institute in the United States, it was found that participants who consumed the high amounts of red and processed meats were at increased risk of developing advanced prostate cancer.
除了其他的那个我讲的那个环境污染以外，肉类本身会致癌。肉类有两个，尤其是红肉、牛肉、羊肉，里面的氨基酸跟其他人不一样。有两个氨基酸很可怕，一个叫做左旋苯丙氨酸。 L-phenanine， 一个是 creatine 肌氨酸，这个在红肉非常的高。这种肉只要一加热，这种两个氨基酸加热就变成异环胺 heterocyclic amine， 这个已经证实是致癌物。那大约一公斤的烤牛排，威尔当的那个牛排制造的致癌物，相当于600支香烟呢、啊。一只烤鸡腿。 维尔当大概80支香烟的致癌物，所以你这样吃下来不得了。他们加了一个很可怕的东西，叫做硝酸盐。硝酸盐本身到我们的肠子以后，跟细菌作用会产生一种化合物，叫做 nitroso-compound。这个是最强的致癌物。所以什么饮食有呢？腊肉、香肠、火腿这一类的 ham 这些加了很多亚硝酸盐。
I would definitely urge you to try and avoid eating the kinds of foods that are normally celebrated on Thanksgiving, such as turkey, which have been altered through genetic breeding to become these very unhealthy, unnatural, oversized animals that promote excess cancer and a variety of other health problems, or ham and other pork products that are loaded with salt. It's best to avoid these foods and embrace healthy plant-based alternatives so that you can have a truly thankful and wonderful Thanksgiving Day.
The plant-based diet can also reduce the chances of cancer recurrence. According to the 2010 study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, women consuming large amounts of soy products have a lower chance of breast cancer recurrence. Specifically, the researchers found that women who ate more than 42.3 milligrams of soy isoflavones daily had a 33% lower risk of breast cancer recurrence than did those who consumed less than 15.2 milligrams a day. Soy isoflavones are found in soy milk, tofu, and edamame, and 1 8-ounce glass of soy milk contains 20 milligrams of isoflavones. For those who will be observing Thanksgiving this Thursday, please remember there are many plant-based alternatives to turkey, including tofurkey, a highly nutritious soy-based vegan product with the flavor and texture of turkey. Or you might consider some other delicious vegan dishes that are both healthful and slimming. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine suggests a delightful Thanksgiving menu featuring a hearty autumn stew with lentils and vegetables, baked acorn squash, and roasted foie turkey served with cranberry sauce. Dessert could include pumpkin custard pie or sliced mango with ginger cookies. If animal-free recipes like these are used, you can rest easy knowing that your meal is nutritious, colorful, flavorful, high in fiber, low in fat, and low in calories, and your guests will feel light and energized. By having a plant-based meal for Thanksgiving and eating vegan every day, we contribute to the betterment of our own health and the well-being of our planet. To close today's program, Dr. Anton Aroba, the Ethiopian-American co-founder and president of the International Fund for Africa, shares his thoughts on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving will be upon us, and during that wonderful celebration of life, I am imploring all Americans to desist and seriously reconsider being involved in the sacrifice of thousands of poor turkeys that will give up their lives for a celebration that necessarily does not have to involve killing. If people realized the health effects of eating meat, which turkey is meat, they would understand that it's not good for their health, but it's even worse because of the karmic effects it has. So I hope people will reconsider, and if they have to eat anything that assimilates animals, they could consider going to a grocery of their choice and get tofu turkey, which is made of tofu.
For vegan Thanksgiving recipes, please visit the following website: Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, www.pcrm.org/health/recipes/holiday_recipes.html. Thank you for joining us today on Healthy Living. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May your holiday season be filled with harmony, joy, and love.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/HL.